as we allow the media to question all the experts that we have in the city that are helping us make our way through this COVID-19 crisis. We do have a lot to go through here today. So we've got Chantal on from the Parkland Health Unit, so we'll let her begin. Chantal?
Thank you, Mayor Perry. We are reporting today that we have had no new positive cases in the Porcupine Health Unit area in the last 24 hours. The current number of confirmed cases is now at 50. As of yesterday, over 1,196 COVID tests have been completed in our region and 30 cases have been resolved. You can visit the Porcupine Health Unit website for more information about the cases and the tests. Yesterday, we heard that the enhanced public health measures are working to contain the spread of the virus and flatten the curve. Further reduce the number of cases and deaths, it remains critical that Ontarians continue to adhere to public health measures, including staying home and practicing physical distancing if they must go out for essential reasons. There are COVID assessment centers open across our region. We are pleased to report that Hertz has opened an assessment center in their community. They are open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 12. And we also continue to have assessment centers in Kapuskasing, Timmins, Cochrane, Iroquois Falls, Horn Payne, and Smooth Rock Falls. However, need an appointment to access the assessment. You can call your primary care provider or the Porcupine Health Unit for an assessment appointment. Again, if we are increasing testing in the area, this will give us a better understanding of what the COVID situation is in the Porcupine Health Unit area. So if you're experiencing mild symptoms, and not just those that were initially reported, please call the Porcupine Health Unit or your primary care provider. You can complete the online assessment tool on the Ontario.ca website. It will provide you with further direction prior to calling your primary care provider or the health unit. Our COVID-19 information line is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can call either the 1-800 number or the PHU office in your community. Again, our website has the local office numbers for you. Even though we are not seeing positive cases each day in our area, we cannot ease up on the preventative measures. It is critical that we continue with this, and Dr. Canton and others at the Porcupine Health Unit are urging everyone to work together to stop the spread of COVID-19. Again, stay home as much as possible and avoid traveling between the communities, and only go out if absolutely necessary. So necessities include groceries, prescriptions, or to attend medical appointments. While you are out, it is important to maintain that physical distancing of at least 2 meters between yourself and others. Do not visit loved ones or friends outside of your immediate household. Please keep physically distanced and socially close. Check on your loved ones or your elderly neighbor who may not be able to leave their home. Stay home if you're not feeling well, wash your hands often, and stop the spread. We're all in this together.
All right, thank you, Chantal. I believe that Blaise McNeil from the Timmins and District Hospital is with us.
I am, thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and folks on the call. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk about intensity of effort. My staff and physicians are skilled professionals who are trained to react to critical situations with very intense effort. Through the normal course of operation, they'll have periods of time where they can decompress. I have never observed the intensity of sustained effort for such a long duration in my career. I am concerned about our ability to continue to sustain this intensive effort for an indefinite period of time. With the provincial announcement yesterday of an updated COVID-19 modeling, it is incredibly important that we continue to adhere to the emergency measures that have been put in place. Modeling shows that we are making progress in the fight against COVID-19. However, that's exactly what it is, progress. It's very clear that while we continue to make progress, we are not there yet. Timmins remains an identified hotspot as a district. In the Northeast, And expanded testing in our community is an important step in identifying those with very mild cases and who are completely without symptoms. In line with the reminder of the province, the hospital has not been overwhelmed by COVID-19 outbreak to date. This is largely the result of ongoing capacity planning here at the hospital and public health measures that are currently in place. As we continue to see an increase in testing, we can assume that we will continue to see an increase in positive cases in our region. I have been asked by folks in the community, how can we help? The best way to help your hospital help you is to ensure the duration of the pandemic is as short as possible. The best way to do that is to stay the course, adhere to the social restriction, and avoid the temptation of enjoying social contact as the weather improves. We know through the Premier's announcement yesterday the current restrictions are working to slow the rate of transmission. This is not the time to ease those restrictions. This is the time to be as vigilant as possible. The last thing anyone wants is a resurgence in the rate of infection. Please stay home, stay safe, and unless it's essential, do not do any optional travel. Please wash your hands as often as possible. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Blaise. I'll open it up to any questions from the media for the health unit and for the Simmons and District Hospital right now.
Hi, it's Lydia.
Hi, Lydia, go ahead.
Hi, either one can answer this question. And that's what I really wanted to know about is that with the province announcing that COVID-19 is reached a peak, our local health officials concerned that people are going to take that news from the province and then become lax and more relaxed about their how they behave when they're outside of their homes and maybe be more active. Are you seeing signs of that at all yet?
I don't know if the health unit wants to weigh in on that or not. Go ahead.
Okay. So, we are still promoting the public health measures. I think the news is early. It just happened yesterday. I do agree that just because we are progressing towards some positive curves, that we must continue to practice those precautions. So physical distancing and not visiting loved ones is very difficult for a lot of people. We do have long winters, and now that the beautiful weather is except for maybe today, people are wanting to go out and regular activities, enjoy the outdoors. So we need to reinforce that we need to continue with these physical distancing and not visiting each other at this time, so that we continue with the progress. We shorten the length of COVID, and then we can resume our activities. The more people adhere to the precautions, the quicker we're going to get over this.
Mr. McNeil, you wanted to answer?
I'm sorry. From the hospital's perspective, it's not that we're seeing evidence of this. It's that we're concerned about it. And, other jurisdictions have eased their restrictions too soon, and they've seen a resurgence in the disease. And that would mean that the pandemic would be extended and the effort that my physicians and staff would have to put in would be even longer. So, if you really want to help the hospital help you, it's very important that we adhere to those restrictions and make sure that not only is the length of the pandemic as short as possible, but we start to see movement in the curve to normalize and to reduce the rate of infection.
Thank you. And one more for you, Mr. McNeil. You said that you've never seen your, medical staff operate with such intensity, but with the hospital not being overwhelmed, where is that intensity coming from? What's the result of that? Why are they working so intensely?
Well, that's a very good question, and the measures that we are taking to do screening, the amount of screening that's taking place, the vigilance that we put into taking precautions to treat people who are either positive or suspected of being positive, the anxiety level of my staff, as I said yesterday, my staff have friends and family that they're concerned about as well as their own health, and that never goes away. So they're coming to work every day, and that's what I mean by intensity of effort. It's not that they're seeing more patients. It's just that the awareness and the vigilance of my staff is ramped up to a significantly high level.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for that. Any other questions from the media? Okay, hearing none, we'll go to Brian Marks with the Cochrane DSAT.
Good afternoon, thank you. I'd like to echo the comments made by Blaise and Chantel in regard to emergency medical services as well and our paramedics. Every call they go on is at a new level of intensity these days. So continued thanks to them and to their healthcare partners at the hospital and PHU. So yesterday we had 16 calls, which was a bit of a down day, which was good. 11 calls were in Timmins. Four of them failed the screening protocols. Our paramedics continue to help with testing at the assessment centers in Timmins and across the district. For housing services, just want to reiterate to people that we do have over 1,000 units in the city of Timmins where we house seniors. Signage is in place at all the buildings for access. Access has been limited, so please don't take the opportunities to visit with people who reside in these buildings. We are conducting cleaning 7 days a week at the high traffic areas and handrails, doorknobs, elevator buttons, you name it. And we are imploring all of the tenants in our buildings to monitor social distancing and not visit with their neighbors. Food security programs. Yesterday we delivered 64 meals at the Lord's Kitchen, and the excess meals were delivered to the homeless population at the three locations, which are the McIntyre Northern College and the Cedar Street location for Living Space. I'd also like to commend the Living Space personnel who continue to monitor these three locations and serve the homeless patrons and ensure that they monitor social distancing as well. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Brian. Next, we'll have Seth Colmatier, City Clerk.
Thank you, Dave. Just to give the public an update, since April 1st, the city has received 74 inquiries and complaints related to COVID-19. So far this week, we received an additional 7. To date, we have not laid any charges. We'd like to once again commend and thank the public for their cooperation with complying with the provincial orders during this time. We would like to remind people, though, that when they're out getting their essential goods and doing their shopping, that if they see friends or family in the grocery stores or in the businesses they're visiting, to not stop and talk and visit while they're in the store. You have to be mindful of other customers who are trying to get in and out. We have lineups outside waiting, so if you're stopping chatting in the store, you're preventing them from accessing the goods and services that they require. So we'd just like to make that reminder, encourage people that they should be doing their shopping once per week and try as much as possible to limit that to one family member. We'd also like you to keep in mind that if you're approached by whether it be an enforcement officer or a City of Timmins police officer, they're doing so to help you comply with the restrictions. And in their view, if they're approaching you, it's because they feel that you're not. Once again, I hear the mayor say this every day. We ask that you remain civil and do your best to comply with the provincial regulations. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Steph. Are there any questions from the media?
Hi, it's Lydia. I have a question for Brian Marks.
Hey, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So, Brian, you know, with the pandemic and COVID-19 pretty much dominating the news over the last few weeks. I'm just wondering how things are going with the homelessness population. Are there just as many homeless people in Timmins as there were prior to the pandemic? And what's the status of the opioid crisis in Timmins these days?
Well, I can't really speak to the status of the opioid crisis other than to say that it remains in place. I mean, very little has been able, in terms of solutions in that regard, has been able to be leveraged, given the fact that everybody's focused on just trying to stop the spread of COVID-19, which means that as far as opioid addiction is concerned, in the homeless population, we're just trying to make sure people monitor social distancing, and that's why we've taken the steps to secure the location at Northern College, at the Curling Club, and the leaving Living Space Cedar Street open so that we could spread the population out. What we have noticed in the time of COVID-19 is that those who were able to reside in, the homes of people that they know, so they're typically referred to as couch surfers, that those options ended for them. And so they became part of our more traditional homeless profile and are now requiring services through Living Space. And so that's why the numbers have gone up. So overall, the homeless population numbers haven't changed, just the profile has changed, which has created more of a burden on Living Space personnel and having to house up to 60 people per night now at three different locations.
Oh, I thought we had been housing more prior to this. So 60 is a lot, is more than what you've been housing in past winters?
Correct.
What was the number before?
Well, typically at the Cedar Street location, we were able to accommodate about 25 per night, in addition to the 12 transition units that were at the top floor. So all told, we were looking, mid-30s, but certainly no more than 40 on a nightly basis. On the nights where we did have cold weather alerts, and we were able to use, the gym at Timmins Inner Friendship Center, sometimes those numbers would get up to close to 50.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for that. Are there any other questions? Okay, hearing none, then we'll turn it over to Mayor Perry for some closing remarks today.
Yes, thanks again, everybody, for being on this call, and a huge shout out, as always, to the individuals that are fighting this every single day, right down to the individuals that are still working at the cash machines and the cleaners that are here, ensuring that we work in a safe environment. The announcement yesterday from the province, we cannot allow that to take any focus away from what we must do to control the spread of COVID-19. We must remember, as a community, Spruce Hill Lodge and St. Mary's Garden, as well as the Timmins District Hospital, are all in outbreak status right now. Testing continues, and we can expect those results to be given us over the next couple of days. But absolutely nothing can be taken for granted with this disease. Remember that we've only tested approximately 1,100 people in the whole of the Porcupine Health Unit. It's a statistically irrelevant sample size. And as we ramp up testing, as Blaise stated, we expect more positive cases. So we must remain vigilant. And we have been vigilant. The citizens have responded tremendously well. And I'm just very, very proud of people that live in Timmins. They have responded tremendously well to the challenge in front of them. We've had some wins. I mean, the outbreak status for extended care has been lifted. That's a win. Mrs. Parsi in Spruce Hill Lodge survived at 96 years old, and that's a tremendous win for her family. Having said that, we have losses as well. an old shifter from the Dome, and Mr. Larry Jean passed away in London, Ontario, of COVID-19. His family still resides, part of the family still resides here in Timmins, and they will be going through their mourning and grieving process in a very strange and strange fashion. Mr. Jean's wife, Kathy, was a little guy. She would wait for us, and 5 years old, walking from the Dome Public School up to Domex, she'd wait and walk us home. And I know it's the old story about uphill both ways, but we were 5 years old and you had to walk about 3/4 of a mile to get home. And Kathy's mother was a nurse at Porcupine General who actually saved my mother's life. So everybody in the community has deep roots with each other in such a small community. Everybody will certainly celebrate and mourn together. I want to leave you with an initiative here, an example, again, of what our youth can do to help us through this. This image was created and submitted to Brushstrokes, winning first prize. The drawing, Not All Heroes Wear Capes, honors two of Lily's friends who work in the ER department at Timmins and District Hospital. So it's very, very appropriate that we're going to show this today. The two friends at the Timmins District Hospital were Nurse Shauna and Dr. Sonal Zilka, and hopefully I pronounced that correctly. Lily is 11 years old. I'll show you the image, and shortly, over the next couple of days, this is what we'll be displaying on the McIntyre head frame. I think it's tremendous. Hopefully you can see it, and it just simply says, not all heroes wear capes. We've got a tremendous population here in Timmins. Lily, thank you very much for this. You're one of our heroes. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Peary, and thank you to the media for joining us today.